Good morning, women of God. I wanted to come to you to speak from my heart this morning, just to give you a word of encouragement. I sense in my spirit today that there are many women that are struggling with dual identities. And I say dual identities because a lot of times we try to be the woman who people say that we are, and then the woman whom God has ordained us to be. And a lot of times when we are trying to fulfill someone else's desires or meet someone else's expectations of who they think that we are or who they think that we should be, we let the true woman, the true essence of who we are, which is our spirit, go lacking. But I want to encourage you today for you to be that woman that God has destined you to be. From the beginning of time, God had a purpose and a plan for your life. And the purpose and plan that He had for you, He labeled you or He named you as, just as He named Adam from the beginning of time. He gave Adam his name, and Adam was able to name every animal. The animals did not, they were alive, but they did not come into full being until they responded to the name that Adam had given them. And I'm telling you today, you need to respond to the name that God has given you, not the label that someone else is trying to put on you. Do you know who you are in Christ Jesus? Do you know your true identity today? Have you answered to that name? Have you answered to the call? You are more than a woman that's just sitting on the sidelines watching life pass you by. Are you are more than someone's mother? You are more than somebody's girlfriend. You have your own identity that God has given you, and it is an identity in Him that He wants to release through you into the earth so that you will manifest His glory. So I encourage you today, answer to the name that God has given you. Strip off every label that someone else has placed on you and begin to walk and begin to breathe and begin to live in your true identity. Identity is who you are. Identity is what you shall manifest. And identity is whom you shall become. So until next time, be strengthened in your spirit. Know who you are and stand in the power and in the authority of who you are in Christ Jesus. I love you. Until next time, have a blessed day.